This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday told Ukraine it will soon get more air defense weaponry after the U.S. House of Representatives passed a massive aid package over the weekend. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In a call with Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky, the president said once the Senate approves the package, he will sign off fast, and Ukraine will get badly needed air defense weapons. Russia's been stepping up its attacks. Zelensky says the president assured him of more long-range and artillery capabilities, and he's also hoping for more Patriot air defense systems from European Union members, though countries that have the high-tech batteries are hesitating to send them. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell says each will have to make its own call.
Everything has been set, and a lot of things have to be done.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said a Russian missile strike that broke in half a 240-meter television tower in Kharkiv on Monday is part of a deliberate effort by Moscow to make Ukraine's second-largest city uninhabitable. The U.S. State Department on Monday said Hamas moved the goalposts in ceasefire talks with Israel.
What you have seen over the past few weeks is Hamas moved the goalposts. There are demands that they have made. Israel has moved some way to meeting those demands, and Hamas has then changed their demands.
The ceasefire discussions, mediated by Qatar and Egypt, are being held against the backdrop of a humanitarian disaster in Gaza, where Palestinians are suffering. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA News.